All right, we're recording. All right, don't touch it.
Okay.
All right.
Annie.
Pop, what's going on?
Hi, Ry. How's my terrific grandson?
Good. How are you?
Okay.
All right. So today we're doing...
Glad to have this interview with you.
Yep.
Hopefully I'll be able to...
Answer the questions. All right. So it's just like, I'm going to ask you some questions. They'll be like kind of detailed, but not very like...
Okay.
Yeah, you just have to answer them.
I'll do the best I can.
Very simple. All right. So first question. I know that you're a police officer, and how did you get into becoming a police officer? Like, what made you want to become a police officer?
I started my working career with a large trucking company and was an internal auditor when I got hired, which is involved in investigating financial things for a company and investigating things that may be right or wrong within the company.
All right.
I decided that I wanted to become involved in law enforcement because I was also heavily involved with leadership roles in the city where I chose to work.
All right. Is that it?
Yeah.
All right. Can you tell me one moment that really stood out to you when you were working as a police officer?
When I started my career as a police officer, naturally you start at the lowest rank, and that would be a patrolman.
Mm-hmm.
With my desire to become a investigative officer, what they call a detective.
Mm-hmm.
I worked for many years in that position and became heavily involved with the law enforcement community and the city that I had worked for because I chose to help protect the people of the city as I did with my family.
Mm.
I rose through the ranks after so many years. I became a sergeant, then I became a detective sergeant, then I became, after exams, a lieutenant, and then I became a commander of one of our law enforcement shifts. At that point, I became a captain.
All right.
During my raise through the ranks, and as a sergeant, I was chosen to go to the FBI National Academy in Quantico, Virginia. And I was recommended to go there. Only 10% of all law enforcement officers in the country are chosen to go to the FBI National Academy in Quantico.
That's pretty good.
And I graduated from there and became with several awards for leadership. When I came back, as I said before, I was promoted to detective sergeant, and from there I rose through the ranks. My last command was as a detective captain, and that was in charge of the full investigative unit. I had been in charge of several of the other command units during my career. After I retired, I went to work for Hunterdon and Central High School and was asked to start the security division at Hunterdon and Central High School, which I did, and became in charge of the security department at Hunterdon and Central High School. And that was the end of my law enforcement career.
What year was that? When you started the Hunterdon Central job?
When I started the Hunterdon Central job was in 1991.
Jeez, that's a very long time ago. Let's see. When you were in the FBI training, did you have any friends that were in there that you that you connected to after the FBI training?
Yes, I had several friends. I have a captain friend that I roomed with at the FBI National Academy, And I kept in touch with him over the years. And I also had another friend who was a Texas Ranger from Texas, who was involved with investigations for the Texas Rangers at the FBI National Academy.
Was there any point in time when you're a police officer that you just wanted to stop being a police officer? That you said this was too much, or
there was no time that I became that I had those thoughts that I wanted to stop being a police officer. Police work and law enforcement work is very diverse. It's very informative. It's very protective for the community. And at the time when I was working, it was a well-respected position in the city and in the country.
From what my dad tells me, your son, obviously, that you were first into in Union, and then you moved to Hunter County. Can you tell me like how that was? Why you moved from Union to Hunter County, or why you moved from Union to Hunter County?
That was a family decision that I wanted to move to a more rural area. My wife Ellie and I made that decision, and we decided that we would look at one of the more rural areas in the state. And that was Hunterdon County, which was a very financially fit county. And that's when we moved.
Was that a hard move for you guys? Was that like hard moving from Union to Hunterdon County? Was it just, you know?
No, it wasn't a hard move for me. I actually had my law enforcement comrades helped me move, and they moved us here to Hunterdon County.
When you were in Union before you moved to Hunterdon County, was there any like moment in your police officer career that really like stood out to you that you still remember that was really like, I don't know, just...
Of course, during my career, there was a lot of criminal activity in that area. There was stolen cars. There was burglaries, there was homicides, or what you'd think were murders. Mm-hmm. And I became involved in all of those criminal activities.
I know from past experiences with the police officers and my dad telling me that there was Union riots. Were you a part of those in any way?
Yes, during the 1967, there was many riotous times in the state. Mm-hmm. And all of the cities and those towns that were contiguous with the cities had riots in them. And during those times, I was detailed to patrol many areas where they were having the riots. And one of those areas was Plainfield, New Jersey, that I worked the riots in during that period of time.
Was the riots scary in any way? Was it scary to you?
Well, it was. It certainly was a scary time for anybody in law enforcement, and certainly for the average citizen in the state. I was, and my partner was a block away when a police officer was killed in Plainfield, New Jersey, and it became a doubly riotous situation when that occurred.
When you were a like captain, did you, for me, because I like police dogs, you obviously have a dog. Did you want to push to have a police dog with you? In the company or any of that, anything like that?
One of the biggest, during that period of time, there wasn't a lot of police departments that had canines and canine officers. While I was at the FBI National Academy, I actually did a paper on the use of canines and dogs in police work, which I was highly touted for, presenting that at the FBI National Academy.
Did you and Gaby meet when you were a police officer, or was that before your...
No, Gaby, Ellie and I were high school sweethearts.
Oh, very nice. At 100 Central, was there any moments that you still remember today that were really, really, like, you know, heartwarming, that were...
Well, most of the moments at 100 Central during that period of time were heartwarming, and the school and the administration was family orientated and wanted to make things be with the administration and the teachers family thinking and family orientated feeling when the administration and teachers were together with the students.
When you were at 100 Central, were there any moments where you had to step in as a security guard and really, like, take control of a situation where something could have gone bad or gone bad?
Yes, there was several incidents that happened. Naturally, when you're dealing with students, that number of students, it's just like like a small city, and it's a microcosm. A high school is a microcosm of what's outside in the real world. And as students become involved with the real world, some of them take a misstep.
Yeah.
Some of them become belligerent. Some of them become involved with assaults. And those type of things, security had to step in. And I made sure that we were involved with all of those incidents with the administration.
All right. When you were at 100 Central, did you see Gaby at all through the times when you were a security guard? Or you just saw each other in the morning, said goodbye?
Well, there's a lot of times when I just saw her in the morning and didn't see her the rest of the day. But there was many times where I would see her during the course of the day, because during my time of making sure that I got around to see all the house offices and the majority of classrooms, and for them to become familiar with me and the other two security officers that I hired and who I worked with, the supervisors with, I got around to see all of them, so they knew me. And I had a very good relationship during that period of time with the administration at 100 Central.
When did you retire from 100 Central?
I retired in... what's 5 years from...
2015.
Right.
So you retired then.
Yeah.
Was that a hard retirement?
It was an easy retirement, but it was also another missed opportunity. The same as when I retired from law enforcement after 30 years.
Yeah. When you retired from law enforcement, was that kind of just like a relief off your back, or is that, you know, I want to go back?
Well, in certain times, it was a relief off my back for what I had to deal with. I not only had to deal with law enforcement issues, but when I was a captain, you have to deal with other things, because you're in charge of a lot of things, and a lot of times politics becomes involved.
Yeah.
And that was the stressful end of
being a police officer.
Being a police officer, when politics tried to step in to law enforcement.
Did you want your kids to become a police officer, like my dad or even Annie? Did you want them to become a police officer, or were you just kind of like, that's not for them, I want to do what they want?
At one time, I thought that that would be a good route to travel, but in fact... Your dad even got an award from his high school for law enforcement. I had known all the law enforcement people there at the high school and around the area, and they all respected me. But after that point, it was up to my son Patrick and my daughter Noreen to follow the path that they wanted to when they went into college.
Did you ever have to like step in as a police officer when your children were doing something? It's like, not as a father, but as a police officer in that moment, did you have to kind of just be like, step in, say, hey, calm it down when you're a police officer?
I think that both of my children understood that when I said something, I meant it.
Yeah. All right. Let's see. Lastly, can you tell me, like, when you retired from Central, did you want to work ever again? Did you just want to, you know, maybe work in security somewhere else?
I found that after I retired from 100 and Central that I missed law enforcement more than I thought I would.
That's very well said. All right. Thanks.
You're quite welcome, my great-grandson. That you're not my great-grandson, but you are my great-grandson. Right. And I have respect for you, too, as I do for all my grandchildren. And you've become a fine young man.
Thank you. Thanks, Bob. Were there any... last question. We just came up with one. Were there any incidents when you were a police officer where you were afraid of losing your life, or were there situations where you could have lost your life?
Yes, there were several incidents where I could have lost my life. Just one of them was during a burglary that was from a metals manufacturing area, and the perpetrator had a gun and came out at me with a gun, and I had to be subdued, and that became a very dangerous situation. Fortunately, with backup, we were able to do that, but I was the officer involved with that initially. There was also several bank robberies that I was involved with where there was gun violence, and we had to use our weapons, and there was times that became very scary to subdue a bank robber during a robbery. And one of the other instances, we had a person that was shooting from a house at fellow neighbors and citizens. And when the police arrived, and I was in charge of one of the patrol units, we became under fire, and we had to subdue the person that was shooting at us.
When you were, was it hard to juggle your work life and your family life? Was that hard in any way?
I never tried to bring my law enforcement life home to my family. Naturally, that's not an easy thing to do, because many times when I came home, I was under stress. But I never tried to involve my family directly with my law enforcement life. When I came home, I was home, and I was the dad, and I was the husband, until there was times when I was constantly getting telephone calls because I was a supervisor in the investigative division, and I used to get telephone calls at home at all hours of the night when I wasn't working. And there was many times when I had to leave the house during the middle of the night to handle some type of investigation.
All right. That's it.
You're a good man, Rye.
Thanks, Pop.